How would you like to achieve exponential growth in your life? Hi, my name is Nick Bartatabas, and on today's episode of Let's Grow Together, that is exactly what we are going to talk about today. And this is a topic that I know can have immense and incredible results because I've seen it within myself and really taking the time to learn the things that I'm about to talk about, but the biggest thing is actually taking the time to implement it. And it's been a gradual process over the years. You know, the things I'm going to discuss are things that I learned, you know, over 5, 6+ years ago, but steadily building that out more and more, and the stories and the examples of how these things helped me to get to different levels and next levels and to where I am today. And so through these different processes, my goal is to help you to get to where you want to be and really achieve that exponential growth, get to higher levels in your life, your business, your career. And that's what we're going to dive into. So what is the most impactful thing that you can do to really achieve this growth? And what I've come to find is that your environment plays one of the most impactful things that you can do. Now, your environment actually can be broken down into multiple different aspects, and we're going to kind of dive into each of the examples. The first one, in which is really the most common and often talked about, is the people that are around you, right? Jim Rohn said it, Tony Robbins said it, that you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. And I remember when I first heard this quote, and I was so annoyed by it. It honestly just angered me because it made me feel like I needed to give up my friends, the people that were closest to me, the people that I cared a lot about. And, you know, oh, just because that they don't have businesses and they're not, you know, trying to grow in their lives, you just got to throw them away. You know, that was kind of how I interpreted that quote, of just really like leaving my friends behind. And I had no desire to do that because I did love these people, right? And what I've come to find is that you have these friends in your life that are really great and amazing. And then you can also have these other friends that are more what I like to call like growth friends, you know? And what I've also found is that some of those people that maybe weren't initially growth friends, kind of have come a long way and are actually spending a lot of time and growing. You know, one of my best friends even started journaling. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. It made me so happy to hear that. So, you know, you can kind of see that happening as well. But when it really comes to the people, when I was going through this and I was experiencing this, Tim Ferriss, he's the author of the 4-Hour Workweek, and he's got a podcast called the Tim Ferriss Show, which is very popular. And one of the things that he talked about, I don't know if it was a social media post or if it was in a book that he wrote or a podcast, but he talked about this quote, and he said, it doesn't need to be people. It can be like people that you don't necessarily know. And so your environment, based on what you listen to, from that standpoint. So when it comes to people, it can be podcasts, it can be audiobooks, it can be regular books, it can be who you're following on social media. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be necessarily like, oh, I've got to go out and I've got to find these really successful people in my life. Depending on where you're at in your life, that may be where you start. And that's where I started. It really just became this process of, all right, let me read the books, let me do the podcast. And that was so influential for me. But at the end of the day, you do want to find real people that you can connect with and meet. And so the first experience that I really had with this that was so impactful was I went to an event, I think it was 2016. It's called the National Achievers Conference in Philadelphia. I live in San Diego now, but at the time I was living in Philadelphia. And when I was there, one of my old college friends mentioned that he was also there. So we connected. And, you know, having him in my life, named Brian, he's been awesome. And just, again, finding these people that maybe when you met them, like when I did in college, we were just partying and just more acquaintances. And then now in life, we're growth friends. We talk regularly. We talk about our businesses. You know, he pushes me out of my comfort zone. And having these people become really influential. So Brian was one of those people early on that were really helpful. But what ended up happening too is that Brian then introduced me to two other guys named Jim, James, and Bill. And we met at this National Achievers Conference. And I didn't spend a ton of time with them at this event, but just to the time that I did spend, I realized, hey, I want to spend more time with these two individuals. They are awesome. They're up to big things. They're working on themselves. And I remember specifically, you know, reaching out to James after the event. And I think there was a little hesitation. He's like, who is this guy? Why does he want to hang out with me? Why does he want to talk to me? Right. But as soon as we met up, it was this like instant friendship, instant connection. And, you know, at the time he didn't even have a business. He was actually working for Bill at the time. And it's been so amazing to see the growth that both James and Bill and Brian and all that they have been able to achieve since that time back in 2016. But meeting James and spending time with him, and he even gave me credit to this, where I helped him to get out of his comfort zone a little bit and getting on video. And now he's like an absolute crushing it, top dog law. Check him out. He's got a Philadelphia law firm, but he's also all over different cities in the country. And, you know, through that time and meeting him there, we've stayed connected. We even had a little mastermind group that we created for a short time. Again, just like finding these like-minded people. He knew a few people, wanted to get them together. If you've ever read the book Think and Grow Rich, right? They talk about the same concept, this mastermind concept, and just getting around people with different skill sets and different ways of thinking and people that are going to help grow and, you know, help you grow and help push you out of your comfort zone. So then I had this podcast or this mastermind group where we had these like transformational sessions, and everyone in that group at the time didn't even really have businesses. And now you look back and all four of us have thriving businesses and are all over the country in different areas where we're all in Philly at this time. So it's really cool to look back on that time there. But as you grow and finding these people that are really going to help you, just has these massive, dramatical influences. Because when I started getting into entrepreneurship and personal development, I felt really alone. I felt like I was by myself and isolated. And part of that was because I was isolating myself. I'd work all day and then I'd go to my room and I'd just like watch YouTube videos of Gary Vaynerchuk and Tony Robbins, and really just learning as much as I can, or reading and kind of putting myself in that environment. But a lot of times when you're doing this growth journey and you're going through this personal development process, you don't always have other people around you. And so it can be very isolating. So the more that you find these other individuals that understand your goals and your vision, because certain people, if you tell them what your goals are and your vision, you know, one of my friends, and again, he's come a long way too, but I remember at the time, I was doing all this time and he was concerned for me, as friends are. You know, he just saw me constantly grinding, constantly working in my room, just, you know, spending no time, like really a lot of free time. And so, but he didn't have the vision that I had. He didn't see what I was seeing, like, hey, I'm just going to put in this work now so that I can live this great life soon. You know, I'm going to put in that effort. And, you know, he obviously saw what I've been able to do from that time of just, you know, grinding out in my bedroom, not really having a business, just like working side hustles and figuring out what I wanted to do, just all the work that goes into that process. And so I can't blame him. You know, again, he didn't see what I saw, but when you have other people that see the vision that you're trying to create, when you create these people that have similar goals or maybe are even at a higher level than you, that plays a massive role. And so with the people that you are spending time with, something to really think about is, how are you putting yourself in an environment to find these individuals and these people? So I mentioned one already, which is, you know, going to conferences where these people are. Going to, you know, a personal development conference and making it a point to just, hey, I want to connect with as many people as possible. And there's tons of different events that are going around the city. I went to one recently in San Diego called the Aspire event. That one was awesome. Just like such an amazing lineup of speakers. And they're going around the country constantly that you can check out and kind of see and be in that environment, be around a bunch of people that want to help you grow, you know. And you got to put money down. You know, that event was fairly affordable. Sometimes there are more expensive events that you can go to, but it's this, you know, when you pay attention. And when you're willing to invest and you're willing to go to these events that have a bigger price tag, you find higher level people that are there. That's why masterminds, a lot of times, are like 10K minimum, you know, sometimes 20, 50, 100, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for these mastermind groups, just to be in a room with other people that are crushing it. And they have that barrier to entry because it's a certain level that you've got to work towards. Now, again, I'm not saying, hey, just go spend thousands of dollars, find the group that's right for you. You may start off with free. There may be some free community groups on Facebook, but I recommend going to events in person, really meeting these people. Because I went to an event in 2018, I met somebody, and me and him still talk every single week. Sometimes we may have scheduling conflicts, but for the most part, it's on the calendar every single week, every Tuesday. His name's Todd. He's incredible, awesome individual. And, you know, we push each other, but also a lot of it is just, you know, having somebody that's going through and just kind of creating this connection of how we can support each other, share our wins, you know, with other people. And that becomes a big thing in this entrepreneurial journey is that when we are feeling that alone and people not really understanding, whether we have employees and coworkers that aren't really fully understanding, when you have people that understand you, that understand the problems that you're going through, it just becomes so much more impactful and removing that level of, hey, I'm by myself, you know, oh, hey, this person gets me, this person understands. And this has been something that I've been doing for years, and I kind of joke at it now is really paying for friends. So whether it's going to an event, last year I joined a group called Masters of Fate and met a ton of incredible men, specifically a men's group, which was so awesome. And I met so many people, a bunch that actually live in San Diego, but all over the country. And that year was so impactful for me, just like being in this environment. We used to have like Relationship Thursdays. And so you're just connecting with people. You would share your wins, you know, in the Facebook group. And so, you know, having these people and seeing what they're doing. And at the point when I joined that group, I just kind of felt like I re-isolated myself. And I was just kind of going through the motions. And so when I joined this group, all of a sudden I saw all these people crushing it and they had these massive aspirations. And I was like, I want to get back on that level, get to where I was, you know, get my habits back, you know, get back to really wanting to elevate and not get that complacent that often happens. So, you know, when we're independent, when we're an entrepreneur, that can happen often where we don't always have somebody pushing us. And so I've made it a habit of always having coaches and people that can consistently push me. So here I was, boom. And then last year was the best year I'd ever had. And I owe a lot of credit to that group, as well as I had another coach that was helping me more from a business standpoint and, you know, working on some different things within my business, my customer journey, my sales process, things of that sort. And so all of these people become such a massive influence in who you are. And I even joined a new group this year in San Diego, because I really wanted to expand my local network. You know, one of the most famous quotes, your network is your net worth. And so the more that you expand your network and really building out. And so I joined the CEO Life. It had a, you know, decent price tag on it, but it was specifically local into connecting with more like-minded individuals, CEOs in the San Diego area. And there's a lot of groups like this that exist. CEO Life actually is all over the country. They're expanding. They're fairly new, but they're expanding very quickly. And they've got places in Nashville and Miami and all kinds of different places, which is really amazing to see. And that's been a really awesome, it's only new, but you know, we went out to dinner this past week and that was amazing. Because again, you're just in this environment of people that want to grow, people that are crushing it, people that are working with million-dollar business, people that are buying and flipping businesses, you know, people that are just getting started. So it was a huge mix. But again, like the goal for me was not necessarily to get business in these groups, which is a lot how certain networking events can often be. It's just like about getting business. And that was never my intention. And I realized that a lot of the other people in this CEO Life group, their intention is the same thing, and just meeting new people, not necessarily trying to get new business. So you could do stuff together. You can go out on a boat. You can go out to dinner. You can go hiking and just have these higher level conversations. And the founder of the CEO, one of the founders of the CEO Life, he talked about that, is that, you know, when he would share problems in his life or in his business with people that didn't have a business, they just almost looked at him funny. Oh, like, oh, you got real problems, you know, oh, you had to do that. And they don't really understand the same thing that you're going through. And And this can go through a ton of different things in life, but just like having a community of people that understand, and maybe you're going through some other things that aren't necessarily business related or career related, but finding other like-minded people, people that are going through your same experiences can just be so influential in your growth to achieve that growth that you're looking to, you know, achieve. And so I really encourage you to think about who are the people that you're spending the most time with and really think about it, but also thinking about it from a digital standpoint. Social media has a bad rap in a lot of different ways, but in order to succeed and really leverage social media in the best capacity is thinking about who you're following, because there's a lot of really great accounts. There's a lot of really great authors and speakers and coaches that are online creating amazing content that can help motivate you, that can help keep you inspired, and really help you to get to that next level that you're looking to achieve. And so really thinking about that. So think about who you're following on social media, what you're listening to when you get in the car. You know, music is very popular, but music is a very influential aspect that you might not even realize is happening from a subconscious level in what the lyrics that you're listening to, you're programming your brain based on the things that you're hearing. And so everything that we hear, everything that we see is playing an influence in us. So, you know, a lot of times those people that are super negative can often bring us down, right? And separating ourselves from those people and surrounding ourselves with more positive people. And if there's certain people that you can't get away from, right, that's where the podcasts come in. That's where the audiobooks come in, and really making sure that we're creating this positive influence. And the more that you do this, if you make it a habit of getting into the car and listening to an audiobook or a podcast instead of music that's really designed in conversations that are helping you to grow. And hey, maybe you're listening to this right now in your car, which is awesome. You know, I appreciate you choosing me to listen to this or watch this. And so when it comes to this environment of who you listen to and just being more inspired, finding actually tactical skill sets that can help you to grow, because, you know, in life, the skills that you learn are going to really help propel you forward. And we get that through this continuous pursuit of education, but really just having these positive influences of people that are like-minded, people that are working on themselves, people that are growing to really help get you to that next level. So really be mindful of what you're listening to, what you're watching, who you're around, right? Who you're following, all of that can play a really big factor in your environment. Now, another thing that I wanted to talk about from an environment standpoint is actually your physical environment. And so this is something that a lot of people don't even realize or necessarily pay attention to. And this has a lot to do with actually high performance as well in how you're setting up your environment for success. When I first started, you know, in this entrepreneur journey and I was living with roommates, it was rough because I just constantly was in this box in my room, and I used to sleep in my room. I used to work in my room. I used to work out in my room. And that can be really, really tough in kind of that environment. And so that was when I made the steps. I was like, hey, I want to move by myself. And I was living with my best friends at the time. It wasn't an easy decision to make, but I knew that if I really wanted to grow and flourish, that I needed to have my own space away from, you know, influences, but also just having different areas. So for example, when I moved in by myself, now I was able to have a spot from where I did work. Then I was at the couch was where I relax, right? The bed is where you sleep. And that's something to really think about. So when we're trying to create good habits in our environment, what you can do is you can even, if you're looking to create new habits, you can rearrange your furniture so that you can now create new habits in your physical environment. You can even get certain things that have a specific intention. So one thing that I had done recently is I bought this chair for my bedroom that is specifically for journaling and reading. And so, you know, it's kind of like, if you've ever seen the show, like Blue's Clues, it's like, boom, I've got this great chair that I sit in. I actually used to have a similar chair that I would do the same thing that was more like a Blue's Clues chair. This one's not so much, but I got this light that has different settings that's right there. So it makes it really easy for reading and journaling at late night, as well as in the morning if it's dark, because I'm usually up at 5 a.m. journaling. So having this chair, setting this intention with this chair helps to create the habits that we want to create. And so our environment plays a huge factor. Having a clean space plays a huge role. If you've ever seen the movie Limitless, the first thing he does when he takes the pill is he cleans his whole apartment, because our brains don't work well in a cluttered environment. So when we have a clean space, when we have a clean environment, it helps us to thrive, helps us to grow. So we really want to think about where we are in that environment and having this separation of space in our environment, in the things that we're looking to achieve. So if you want to start new habits, really think about your environment first, your physical environment, you know, your space. Hey, maybe you rearrange your office. It can really help to just like rework things. Hey, maybe you put things on the wall. I've got a vision board over here. You can't see us off screen. I've got quotes like all over my my office. I've got a huge board right here that has all these quotes over the years that I've created on post-it notes. So everywhere I look, there's this environment of inspiration. There's environments of reminders of my goals, your vision, and vision boards are super impactful. I'm actually doing a workshop on how to create a vision board. If you want to learn more, reach out to me. I'll give you the details about when that's happening. But yeah, just creating this vision, having these influences and these things all around you can play a really important role in your growth. And so to kind of sum up, right, who we surround ourselves with, the people, there's a lot of really great, amazing, influential people, groups out there of people that want to grow and improve. And if you want to get to the next level, then you got to put yourself in the room, right? You've heard the quote, you know, be the dumbest person in the room. That is a huge factor. And so if you're around people that aren't where you want to be, this is the step to take. All right, how can I get in a room full of other people that want to grow, that want to improve, that want to learn? You know, who do I want to work with? Who do I want to do? And depending on what your industry you're in, you know, I know there's a lot of people that own home care businesses listening to this. You know, there's a lot of great masterminds that I'll happily recommend. You know, if you're in a coaching and consulting world or you know, other groups that you want to learn about and grow, I've got so many connections. And so please do not hesitate to reach out if you're like, hey, I'd like to find a group for this. If I have it, hopefully I can recommend it or at least push it to someone else that may be able to recommend it. But really finding these influences, finding these people is going to help take you to the next level. To really expand and really be conscious of who you're listening to, what you're listening to, when it comes to music, podcasts, audiobooks. Be very intentional about your actions, who you're surrounding with, what you're listening to. It's going to be a massive, massive impact on achieving that growth that you want to achieve. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. I know that changing my environment, finding these people has just had the most incredible influence over where I am today. And I'm continuing and every year looking for new groups and looking for new environments to help me to continue to grow. Because sometimes you may have a group that's good, but then you get past that group and now you want to find a higher level group. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's great. And you may bounce around or you may find a group that you really love and you stick around in that group. You know, I've found myself kind of bouncing from group to group, not really finding that one that I really want to stay with. But I'm hoping that, you know, if you keep trying, you keep investing, you keep building, and you're going to find the group that's right for you. And you'll have multiple connections all over in multiple groups. Maybe you do more groups. So go out there, find great people, be mindful of what you're listening to. And remember, let's keep growing together.